Monkey Man of India. Throughout the course of history, there has been quite a few stories about hybrid creatures and wild humans. The idea that a creature could be part human and part animal has been with us for thousands of years. If we go back to the ancient Egyptians or even further, we will see depictions of creatures which have human bodies and animal heads, and even those of humans which have wings. There is a body of people who believe these creatures actually existed, and we may have worshipped them as gods. Along with this belief, some think they were either aliens or the result of alien experiments. Bigfoot is believed by some to be an alien creature, and there are so-called witnesses who claim to have seen a Bigfoot being released from a UFO, while others say they saw one coming out of a vortex. Of course, there are those who outnumber all the others who claim the statues and carvings we find from ancient traces depict their ideas of what gods would look like, and as far as Bigfoot goes, they believe it is nothing more than a hoax and point to all the different times this fact was proven. When I say all the different times, notice I did not say every time. Could there be freaks of nature on our planet we know nothing about? The Earth is a pretty big place, and if we include the oceans, there are plenty of areas on this planet which are still unexplored. Even the land areas could be hiding creatures. Just when you think you've heard about every possible creature which is supposed to have existed, you find another one, such as the Monkey Man of India. Who or what is this creature that terrorizes whole villages and towns, and when did it begin showing itself? It seems the first sighting of the Monkey Man was in India on May 13, 2001. At that time, someone called the police to report it. The Monkey Man was described as very athletic, being able to spring up onto a building that was four stories high, but not everyone saw the monkey in Monkey Man. Some people swear it is a robot. Yes, that's right, a robot. Could there be some evil scientist out there muttering, "Fools, I am going to destroy you all"? Some people say it is some sort of a foreign assassin robot. Well, if that is true, someone went to an awful lot of trouble to kill some average folks. Let's just throw out this theory right away, okay people? This whole story would be very funny if it weren't for the fact many people have been injured and killed. The Indian papers have had a field day showing photos of people with scratches all over them. Some of these cases are so very tragic. There is the one where a pregnant woman was woken up by her neighbors who were screaming, saying the Monkey Man was there. She got so scared she fell while running down the stairs. She later died. There was also the case where two people leapt to their deaths because they heard the Monkey Man nearby. Police in India had appointed a special squad to investigate the Monkey Man stories. The squad was composed of their best investigators. The medical examiner did not believe any of the deaths or injuries were caused by an animal of any type. That is what makes this case so strange. The medical examiner says the wounds seem to be self-inflicted. Police think there is some type of mass hysteria gripping the Indian people. When questioned about their wounds, the people would say they were attacked by the Monkey Man or Black Monkey. Doctors in India are at a loss to explain this. New Delhi seems to be the heart of the Monkey Man sightings. The doctors who examined the victims said that most of them did suffer from a traumatic experience. 55 people were examined. Of the total of 55, there were 6 people, the doctors could be certain of, who had absolutely no motive to harm themselves or their families. The strange thing is, in the very first case of attack by the Monkey Man, the doctors couldn't explain the injuries, but what really bothered the doctors and investigators was the fact in the other 5 cases, the Monkey Man was seen by several witnesses. When the witnesses were examined, the accounts they gave were the same as that of the victims. Very strange indeed. The police had posted a reward of 50,000 rupees for information about the Monkey Man. Could there be a creature living in the countryside in India that goes into New Delhi from time to time to cause havoc? Lions have been known to enter African villages and steal children or attack adults. Could this be a similar situation? Could there be some kind of wild chimp or very large monkey attacking these people? It is said 2 people were killed by the Monkey Man in Ghaziabad. One was a railway worker and the other a homeless man. They died within 6 hours of each other. Their skulls had been punctured. A relative of the railroad worker said he had grappled with a shadowy figure and it killed him. In New York, there was the case of a person keeping a tiger and alligator in his home. The police found out about it when he got bit. Maybe someone in New Delhi had a large monkey for a pet and it escaped and they were afraid to tell the police because of the ramifications. Maybe none of the above is true and the truth is, there is some sort of monster, maybe a missing link of some sort, roaming the countryside and going into the city for victims, its eyes glowing red, with saliva dripping from its thick lips which curl into a snarl, exposing a set of large jagged yellow teeth. Well, whatever it is, it now has competition. Bear Man has been reported in the village area of Assam. This reminds me again of Bigfoot sightings, where many believe a person wearing a gorilla suit is playing a hoax on people by letting them see him or her trod into the forest. It would be relatively easy for a person to do this. There are other sightings of mysterious things all over the world, and perhaps one or two of them will prove to be those of a creature which still exists from our ancient past.